We are learning Maseches Erevim Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah that the halacha is that because of the oily regalim needed water, so the Masakin, they put passive barayas around the well. That's these little L-shaped walls that are Amma each side and four corners. Altogether, it looks like eight walls. And the halacha is that even though it's parts merubah, it's mostly open, it's still a good mechitza. How much space can you have between them? So it's Machlokes Rav Meir and the Tanakam, I mean, Rabbi Huda holds you can have in between eight sets of cows. It's two sets of four cows, but eight cows. And according to Rabbi Meir, it's six cows. And it says that the cows, either three and three or four and four, they're tied together and not untied. So let's see the Gemara. Pshita, Kivon, the Tana, Lake Shuroi, since you said they're tied, the reason why it says tied is because it wants to make it as smaller shear as possible. It's tight. They're tight together. Since it was tied, Ananya Dinan, the Lo Yav Mutaris, we know it's not untied. Why is it tied and not untied? So Ma'otem, the Kshuras, getting Kshuras, maybe it doesn't seem mamish tied. When you measure it, it just has to be like it's Kshuras. My answer is no. The Mishnah says no. Lo Yav Mutaris, mamish loy, kamash no, Lo Yav Mutaris, it has to be actually tied when you're measuring this opening between the Pasei Barayos, between the two walls. And it says, how do you put this four and four and three and three? How do you, when you're measuring it, when you put it between the walls, how do you set it up? So it says, achas nechnasas v'achas yoytzes. One set is facing the bar, and one set is facing the other way, facing the back to the bar. Tana rifka nechnasas, one set is going in, rifka yatsas, one going out. And this is the reason is to make it more soichakos, to make it a little bit more roomy, a little more roomy. That's the point of making it that way. And that's the way you measure it. Now, what's the shiurim? So, Gemara's going to explain. Tana Rabbanan, kama roisha v'ruba shel para. So, there's two things in our Mishnah. First of all, the shear of parais in between the two passive parais. Another halacha is that if you're going to feed, you want to feed the parais inside the passive parais. How much space do you need between the passive parais and the bar to be open? So, it says it's enough to fit roisha v'ruba, the head and most of the body of a cow. That's what it's going to fit in. How much is that? How many amas is that? The Gemara will tell us the amas. Torah Rabbanan, kama roish ruba shapara shtei amas. That means you have to have two amas space between the bar and the walls. So or the border around the bar, like where the walls are making the border, has to be two amas on all four sides. But kama veil shapara, how much is the width of a para? The width of a para, this is negeya to make the spaces in between. Amma shtei shishi amma. 1 2/3 amma. Shehein ke'eser. It's like 10 amas, the Rameya. Why? Because if you do, it's all together 6 bakar. 6 times 1 2/3 is how much? You know it's 10 already. How do you do that? Because 6 times 1 is 6. 6 times 2/3, what you do is you do 6 times 2 is 12. 12 over 3 is 4. So 4 plus 6 is 10. That's how you figure out 10, the Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yudai make a shloish esri amma. Ukaabe esri amma. It's like 13, 14 ammas. How much is it exactly? So it's exactly 13 and a third. Why? Because 8 times 2/3, 8 times 1 is 8. 8 times 2/3 is 16 over 3. 16 over 3 is 5 and a third. 5 and a third plus 8 is 13 and a third. That's how much it is. Freitin Marakasha, whatever I made, it says ke'eser. I don't know, it's exactly 10. Ke'eser, it said when it's 6 times 2/3, it's 10, like 10. Ke'eser, having it's 10 mamish. And for the Gemara, Shemayla Miste, they say, but Kishloish Esrei. It wants to say Kishloish Esrei. Vayit Gemara, why is it Kishloish Esrei? Tvei Havani, it's more than 13. You don't say it's almost 13 when it's 13 and a third. Why is it Kishloish Esrei? So my sister, Vayit Mister Ke'ab Esrei. Why is it Ke'ab Esrei? Why is it 14? Vayit Gemara, Ke'ab Esrei, Halei Havya. It shouldn't say like 14 either, because since it's only 13 and a third, it's way away from 14. You don't say almost 14. Amra Papa. It says Yisrael Shloish Esrei Vayinu Gias Abba Esrei. It could say Kish Shloish Esrei Kav Esrei when it's in between. That's I'm telling the Gemara. Shah learns the Gemara. The Gemara's Tarez is it could say Kish Shloish Esrei Kav Esrei when it's in between the two. You can't say Kav Esrei alone when and that wouldn't make sense. Kish Shloish Esrei wouldn't make it alone. But when it's in between, you can say both. It's like 13, like 14, which would mean it's somewhere in between, and that's why it says Ke'eser Otu the Sefer of Kish Shloish Esrei Kav Esrei. Amra Papa. Let's figure this out now. Now, we're going to do the math now. We know Rav Meir holds that you have to put pshutim in between. Pshutim means an extra wall, a piece of wall, one amma wide, in between the pasim. What's pshat and Rav Meir? Tomorrow I'll explain now. But in order to tomorrow explain, you have to understand what's going on here. Now, if every time you have a bar, you need two ammas on the outside. So if you're looking across the pasim rays to the width, so you have two and two ammas you always need for sure, that on the outside, on the surface space. Why? Because you need Reish Rubai of the parah to fit there, right? So how wide is the bar? So Gemara says, Amar Papa, the bar is Shemayna. If the bar is 8 amas wide, then what? How much space between the two passive rows? Will be 10. Why is that? If it's 8 amas wide, the bar, then you have 2 on each side. Altogether, how much is that? 12. It's 12. And if you have, why? Because 8 plus 2 plus 2. There's 2 amas, every side of the bar has 2 amas space for a ratio of a ruba, everything. So it's 2 plus 8 plus 2 is 12. It's 12 amas. And then each one of the L walls will be 1 amma. It takes up 1 amma. So the space between the two are 10 ammas. Because it's 12, the space between the two is 10 ammas.
Which two?
Between the any side. Any side between the two walls, the we have amma walls on each corner. It'll be 10 ammas between each one. So then, l'kuli amma, 10 ammas is appeared as good by, exactly 10 ammas is good by passive rights of l'kuli amma, even if you're a mayor. So that's what Papa says. Papa, bar shmoyin l'kuli amma l'pli gud l'abin n'mshutu. You don't need these extra boards in the middle. Why not? Because you have 10 between. But bar shdeim esrei, when it's the bar itself is 12 amas, then how much is the total width? 16 amas. Take away 1 amas each side, is 14 amas in between. That l'kuli amma is a problem, because the minimum is 13 and a third. So there l'kuli amma you have to put on shutim. So by the bar shmoyin l'kuli amma, you don't need anything. But bar shdeim esrei, when the bar itself is 12 amas wide, turns out the area here has to be 14 amas wide, 16 amas wide has to be, and if the passivers take up 1 amas, it's 14 amas in between the passim, the kuliyam lepligi, the binim pshutim, the pshutim. So what's the machlekes in our Mishnah if you need pshutim or not? Machlekes are mayor or Yehuda. It's really the same machlekes if it's 10 or 13 and a third. Why? Because keep pligi, mishmoy nashtem esrei, from 8 until 12, the bar is from 8 to 12. L'ramei binim pshutim, l'rabi Yehuda loy binim pshutim. That means, let's say, example, it's 10. The bar is 10 amas wide. So then you have 2 amas each side, it's 14. And the passim take up 1 amma. So in between the two passim is 12 amas. So fira Yehuda, it's fine. You have up to 13 and a third. Fira Meir, more than 10 is a problem. So you have to put him in pshutim. So when the Mishnah says, or Meir says you need pshutim, it's talking about a case where it's from 8 to 12. Titus points out that it's not exactly 12. From 8 to 13 and a from 8 to 11 and a third. Because once it's more than 11 and a third already, then even according to Rav Yehuda, you'll need pshutim. What's the chiddush? If you do the math, you look at Omer Aleph on the bottom, it says, Rosh Ruba is Tayamas, and do Ayvus Apari. Figure out all the numbers, you can figure it out yourself. You don't need a papa yet. What's a papa telling us? He didn't say in a papa's days they knew math. So what does he have to explain this to you? Rapapa, Mike Marshall, the more Tanina, Rapapa, Brysa, Mike Marshall, Tanina, it's a Brysa. And the more Rapapa, Brysa, Shmila, he never heard of this Brysa. The Kamashwan and Kabrysa, he's Mechav and Mamish, but Yukla Brysa. He never knew how much Rosh Ruba is, how much Rafkas are, how big they are. He was Mechav himself, Mamish, to the point exactly the right Shirum. So the Gemara writes, a simon is Orech Yoiser, Betel, Chitzas, Chotzer, Shivsha. That's a simon. Boim Nei Abayim Rabbi. I have a bunch of different shilas, Kishmaka questions about different shilas about the din of passive rights. Boim Nei Abayim Rabbi. Herech Bidim Yudim Kishir Pshutim Ramei. Ramei, we know, when it's too wide, we said, that what do you do? What's the eight? So you put him Pshutim in between. Pshutim on little boards, 1 arm of boards, you put in the middle. Like we spoke out yesterday, the kasha of Taisis, it's one you say Asa Avira, Taisis says the Midrash, you don't say Asa Avira, Taigisa, but you're putting two pshutim in the middle here. Now, the question is, what about just making the Mudin, that means the corner was longer until it's 10, until it's only 10 in between. What about doing that? Is that fine or not? B'yonei b'ayim rabba, herach b'diyudim kashir pshutim l'rameyer, mahu. Is it mutter to do with Rameyer, just make the Mudin longer? What's the halacha? We're going to ask the question for Rav Yehuda. We're going to ask the question because the reason why the Gemara separated Rav Yehuda is because Rav Yehuda never told us any heter pshutim at all. So maybe for Rav Yehuda it's different. For Rav Yehuda we know something of pshutim. So the question is, could you also do the mudim? But the next tomorrow's shayla will be Rav Yehuda. So herach with mudim kashir pshutim Rav Yehuda. Now amalit hanesua. He says we know. Look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah said when you make it very big, it says what you do is a vach yarva pasim. Make sure you put an extra pasim. And the diuk right now is that bit pasim sounds like you're being marba in the demudim. So yarba bit pasim. Don't say yarba pasim. It says bit pasim. Sounds like in the walls we have already, let's make it bigger. My love the marach but demudim. It sounds like it works to be marach the actual demudim. So Amar Lo, doesn't mean that. The mafish of a pshutim. What it means is, they make it big, make sure you add on pshutim, regular piece of wall. Why is it a bit pasim? It should say, if it wanted to say that, it should have said, mar bepasim, not bit pasim. So okay, so if it is tzad, you'll be garis, achiyar bepasim, not the word bit pasim. Vikadamri, the same type of thing, just the opposite. Ikadamri, amalei tanesu of achiyar bepasim. My love, the mafish of pshutim. First of all, names on that it means that pasuk pshat vaz yarav pas means you add an extra walls. So we're loy the marach with dividim. You make dividim longer. How can I mistaver? The mktoni of vaz yarav bit pasim. It's talking about mistaver that it means you actually make the walls longer because it says yarav bit pasim shvamina. So that would be right. If you could argue with post the shaila that taka you could make the corner walls longer until it's less than 10, not 10, until it's 10, and then it'll be good. You don't have to put pshutim when it's too big. That was the shaila for Ramei. So if your first lashon were in paishut, if your second lashon were in paishut, that you could be marach the midim. Let's go for Yehuda now. If you have more than 13 and 30 Yehuda in between the pasim, that's a problem. So what? How should you fix it? Now, pshutim over, you do pshutim, or you do the marach, or you do the marach. And what Rashi explains is that sad over here for Yehuda, pshutim won't even work. Because maybe Yehuda holds the problem of osei avira, the high gisa and vatale. That's what Rashi speaks out. Here, maybe Yehuda doesn't hold that osei avira works. Maybe here, if you have too much ear space on each side of the board, it'll be a vatale. And that's the Gemara Shala. Could I use pshutim, or I have to be marach in the yudim? Omalei tani su'al. Try to bring a riot to this. How close could it be? It can't be closer than 2 amas to the bar because you need room for Rosh Ruba of the Parah. This is a Mishnah, it's our Mishnah talking. How big could it be? So the Mishnah says a fill a kura, fill a karayim, even the size of a kura, karayim, which is very big. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Beis Asayim Mutter, Yosef Asayim Aser. Yehuda said it can't be bigger than Beis Asayim. Why not? Because you know, if someone's not hook of a deer, a carfif can't be bigger than Beis Asayim. It says, Beis Asayim Mutter, Yosef Asayim Aser. Omr le'ar Rabbi Yehuda, Iyata Moida, don't you agree, with Deir Vesar, where you have this corral that you bring in behemoths, Rashi says before, you bring those behemoths there to mezavel the karka, and Vesar, or Muksa, V'chotzer, Muksa's backyard, V'chotzer's a courtyard, and Philip Bas Chamesh is Kurum, Philip Bas Sar is Kurum, it can be as big as you want, much bigger than Beis Asayim, Shemuta, it's Muta. So the Torah of Yehuda, what do you mean, so why is this different? Omr le'ar, Yehuda says, you know, it is different, you know why? The cases you gave me all have a complete mechitza. And there, I can hear it's hook of adira. But here, it's pasim, it's not mechitzas, it's worse. Adkan, the shakavataria, it's added on to our mishnah shakavataria. The Rehuda answers back that here it's a problem hook of adira, why? It's only pasim. Now, right tomorrow, if the case is being marach, when it's so big, and you marach b'dim yudim, so why is that called mechitza? And I'll add on, like what Tosfos adds on. If you think about it, in that case, otaka be oimid meruba even. If you have a huge shatach, and all it is a 30 and 30 amas in between, so it'll be oimid meruba. You have more wall than space. So you call that a pasim? It means a zoom mechitza, a zoom mechitza by the bot mechitza. And for the Gemara, no, it could be otaka, the umarach b'dim yudim, and it was oimid meruba, and still it's not the same. Why? How come? Zutar is mechitza law, pirtzas of Esa. This has a din mechitza. Why? Because the pirtz is only be'esa. But the pasim v'roi still have a kula. It's more than 10 amas. Ve'elu taris pasleim u'pirtzaseim v'shloisha esrei am v'shlish. The pirtz is more than 10 amas, 13 and 30 amas. So there, it's worse. That's why it needs more hook of a deer. That was tying it back. The kasha was that if it's so big and you be marach with the mood and you have so much wall, taris is ma'isak upon him, you still have a huge pirtza, and that's why it's not called mechitza. Another shayla. Boim ne'abayim rabba. Tehla mislakit asaram techarba. The halach is that a certain type of hills, a hill or a pile, could be used as a wall. Could be called a shusha yachid. How is that? If it goes up 10 tfachim within 4 amas, it has to be, the slope has to be on a certain angle that it's steep enough that it goes up 10 tfachim before it hits 4 amas. If something goes up that much, it's called a shusha yachid. And let's say you have this tehla mislakit on a corner. Could that be used as one of the mutim? Tehla mislaket, asar mutech arba, nidim shum di yoimid, or enesh nidim shum di yoimid. Could be used as a corner wall or not? Because it's an amma by amma, at least. But the problem is, it's round. It's not really looking like an L. That's the question. I'll bring a raya. Rav Shimon Bar Elazar Omer, the chalukas in this brisa. Rav Shimon Bar Elazar Omer, hoyzishav eved murabas. If you have a square stone on the corner, the square stone is the amma by amma, but it doesn't look like a L. Royin kiyush should elu techolik. If you be able to chisel it out, v'yesh ba'amma lekan ba'amma lekan nidum mishum diyomid. If there's enough space in there that you could chisel it out to make it an amma amma, then it could be used as a diyomid. V'lav ein nidum mishum diyomid. If not, it's not called a diyomid. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezra Merchem Roykoimer, even worse. Ha'isam Evan Agula, it was a round Evan. So first of all, you have to do is take off the whole round part, make it into a square, and then you have to chisel it out into L. Royin kol shiul techolik techokek v'techolik. You have to chisel it and smooth it out. Yes, but Amlekan need the mishum diyomid. Lav in mishum diyomid. There's enough space that I could still make it a diyomid. It's good. But my kamefik was chalik is two man diyom. Remasu of a chad royin. I'm going to say one royin. You have a square ready. You just have to cut it out to make it into L. And trade royin le'amrin. On the masav fill trade royin le'amrin. Even you take off the circle, you take off the round part, and then you square it out. Both are fine. Zok Rashi, v'tel nami. The Rashi is four lines on the bottom. V'tel nami ke'evin agula dami l'tana kama le'amrin trade royin. So tel also is telling this machlekes. I go into the second man diyama. Talk be good because you say trade royin. Because a tel agula, a tail is like agula. It's like a circle wall. What? Right. One more time. So that's Rashi is saying. Yeah. It says the tail now you have to go down with like I'm a lawyer in trade right yeah so the more buy me a buy me rabo no khashaila khitsa kanam kana kana pakas slosha. We had this before a little bit in as a agav. If you have this corner wall but it's not made from solid wall, it's made from reeds that within slosha tvachim, three tvachim, working with lavad, it's a lavad wall, could that be used for the yomdin? And the ritva explains the shaila is that since you have a kula, you're doing a kula of pasim rai, it's maybe got to be a solid wall. It can't be a wall of chassis with lavad. Could you use this as a diyomid or not? I'll try to bring a raya from a braisa. It says in the braisa, Tanisua, Yisham Ilon, there was a tree, a gedder, or a fence, a chitzas akonim, or a reed fence. The loch is, nidom mishum diyomid, you can use it for diyomid. My lab, what's chitzas akonim mean? What does it mean? Konakonapakasosha probably means a wall made out of lavad wall, which was just vertical sticks. Vertical poles with a lavad, and it's a raya, it works. So, like my law, good is to the kani. It was not a wall made out of lavad, or with chassis, a vertical wall with lavad. It was good to the kani, which means, according to Rashi, that the bottom was attached, looked like a tree basically. On the bottom was attached, and out of it came out branches, within, and all the branches within lavad each other, but on the bottom was one. And you say, like chaykim, you carve it out to make it into a corner. That's they carve out this square. It's a square that at the bottom is solid and there's things coming out of it. And you carve it out to make an amma by amma. That's a good sort of kind of means. That's exactly like an ilon. It's very similar to a tree. So what's right? And if you are saying it is a raya, so it's a lavad wall. My that's a fence. Elamai is a chameimah. Trey gavne gedder. There's two types of fences. One's a lavad fence. One's a regular fence. Hakanami trey gavne ilon. There's two types of ilon. One's a regular solid ilon, and one's a ilon. There's a good as a kani, which is not solid on top, which is a chiddush by itself that you could say chaykim. You say you could carve it out. So Gemara is not poish to shaila, but rather the Gemara before on top tesvav is poish to shaila that does work. Gemara did has a tzav, whatever. If you want tzav, the Gemara that it would work. It would work. The Gemara has chayzav in that shita, so Kobe's not right either. The Gemara's question is not by a lavad wall. The Gemara's question is by this type of wall that we said, this type of corner that has, on the bottom is attached and on top has like branches coming out. The question was gudrisa de kani. Gudrisa kani mai. What's halacha? Is it work or not? Either one, either a fence, a tree, or a chitzas akonim can use the yamid. My lav, what's a chitzas akonim? Gudrisa de kani. It's this type of thing that on the bottom it's attached, the reeds, and on the top it comes out. My love goes to the kani. Loy, Mar says, no, it's not right. Because we're going to kana kana pacham shloisha. Chitza kana means a vertical wall that has lava. Yehoch hainu gedit, that's a fence. So bring more back. Of Elamai goes to the kani, hainu ilan, it's like ilan. Elamai is going, what are you going to say? Trey gavni ilan, two type of ilans. Hachinami, trey gavni gedit. Here also will be two type of gedit. Akaponim, one of them has to be good. Either goes to the kani or kana kana pacham shloisha. Because one of them says in the Brisa. We're not sure which one it is. So Mar blies by a shayla, could you use that for the yermid?